I believe is item number 5 in behind tab number 7. And Chad, you're up. Do you need a minute to get set up? You're not running very fast.
I think I should say yes to that question.
Yeah. Okay. We'll take a couple minutes, a 5-minute break just while we get it set up.
The next agenda item is advance notice for proposed rulemaking for conducting consultations pursuant to Section 304D of the National Marine Sanctuaries Act. Chad, you leaving, Pat? Chad's going to handle this for us. Chad?
I'm going to assume that it's the will of the council that I not read the entire letter word for word, but essentially the National Ocean Service is scoping advance notice of proposed rulemaking to find out if they need to add some guidelines, some regulatory guidelines to Section 304 of the National Marine Sanctuaries Act. And Section 304 of the National Marine Sanctuaries Act basically just lays out a consultation process for when other agencies might be doing things that impact sanctuary objectives or sanctuary resources. And the council letter basically reiterates the council chair's position that the Fishery Management Authority rests with the secretary via the council as per the National Marine Sanctuaries Act, which is fairly clear. The Sanctuaries Act is very clear on how to regulate fishing within a sanctuary. And then on the second page, the last paragraph is basically the meat of the letter. It says that we don't believe that the regulations that are being proposed in the advance notice of proposed rulemaking are necessary. From the council's perspective, there does not warrant any further regulatory action.
Council? Deacon?
Well, it's short and to the point. Let's step back a little bit and get a clear understanding as to what exactly is being proposed. It seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, Chad, you've taken a close look at the document, what's being proposed, and is the Sanctuary Office proposing that Fisheries Management Authority within a sanctuary should fall into the hands of NOS?
No.
What exactly are they proposing?
A codified system for, I think that I want to be careful because I'm not sure what the background is. I'm not sure what prompted this at this late date. The National Marine Sanctuaries Act has obviously been out for a while, so to propose regulations for Section 304 now is kind of curious. And I don't know, there might be some very valid reasons that have nothing to do with fisheries that have prompted this. And that's why I wanted to restrict the letter to kind of council interests, because I'm just not aware. But the downside to what they're proposing from the council's perspective is that you could see a chain of events that would lead us to having to answer all of those questions. I believe there were 7 questions that were the basis for rulemaking, potential rulemaking. Every time that the council took an action that changed the fishery management regulations for activities occurring within the Stowagen Bank boundaries. And I think that that would be kind of contravening the section of the National Marine Sanctuaries Act, which slips my mind right now, the exact section, that gives regulatory authority for fishery management to the secretary via the Magnuson Act.
I guess I'm still seeking clarification. I haven't got all the documents in front of me that relate to what is being proposed. I just have the – I don't think it's in the binder. Maybe I missed it. Well, anyways, we have the letter. My impression was, and I could be wrong, but my impression was that what is being proposed is a procedure by which NOAA will make the call regarding what happens within the sanctuary, and that call will entail the NOS having authority over the fisheries management within a sanctuary if a council does not follow through with the sanctuary's request for specific measures within the sanctuary that would pertain to restricting fisheries. Now, that was my initial take, and I could be wrong, and I'd appreciate the chair or the executive committee or someone who's looked at this closely to tell me where perhaps I misunderstood. But that's my understanding, and if I'm correct, then it's distressing because it means that, for example, if a sanctuary says that its objective is to manage and conserve biodiversity, and if the council says, no, that's not our objective, we don't share that, that could then potentially lead to a difficult situation within NOAA, where NOAA fisheries might be in conflict with NOS regarding, you know, what to do relative to achieving that particular objective that the sanctuary would have. NOAA fisheries might find itself in a position where it would cede authority to NOS within the sanctuary. So is my concern misplaced? What have I missed?
The way I look at this, David, is all those discussions over the last couple of years we've had at CCC meetings and everything about the sanctuary's authority and fisheries authority, this has nothing to do with those discussions. Those discussions are ongoing. And there's MOUs, and there was a proposed rule that we commented on, or a letter that talked about this is what happens, you'll get the first opportunity to develop regulations in the sanctuary, et cetera. This is something that came out of the blue that's an advance notice of proposed rulemaking that we don't know much about, except NIMS said, we're thinking, or NOS said, we're thinking about establishing a proposed rule that has any type of activity that impacts the sanctuary, there shall be a mandatory consultation process. And this would apply to other agencies and as well as the NIMS and the council and stuff like that. And so we're saying we don't want to consult the sanctuary on everything we do. That you know, that doesn't seem appropriate. So what we're saying is we don't think there should be a rule. So if you're asking us about an advance rule, we're saying we don't think there should be any rule for us to consult with the sanctuary on what we're doing with fisheries management. They're part of our process. They're members of our habitat. I talk to Craig McDonald a lot. You and I are members of their sanctuary advisory board. There's no reason there should be a regulation that requires us to consult with them on fisheries management.
I agree, but I do note the letter that we're sending, and we do highlight in italicized text that which is in the proposal, and I note that at the end of that paragraph it says, prior to reaching decisions on the management regulations affecting fishing in National Marine Sanctuary waters, a regional fishery management council shall give full consideration on the responsibilities, goals, and objectives of individual National Marine Sanctuaries and any specific recommendations of the NMS. So that leads me to conclude that if this proposal actually does go forward, then there's some implications here regarding what happens if the council does not give full consideration or if the council disagrees with the specific recommendations of that National Marine Sanctuary. I see nothing but conflict here on the horizon, and the letter's fine, but I think we need to be very attentive to the fact that it appears that it's likely that this particular proposal will be eventually aired, and again, conflict is on the horizon, I suspect.
Anyone else on the council? Mary Beth.
Well, I certainly share some of David's concerns, but I think that process is already in place for the sanctuaries to move forward. As a past member of the Marine Fishery Advisory Committee, we were presented with a decision-making flow chart in July, and I really hate to put Sam back on the hot seat, but he is familiar with that, and perhaps he could explain how that process works in the event that the sanctuary comes to the council, requests an action, and the council chooses not to move forward with an action. And my understanding is that there is no necessarily. There is some conflict between the two acts, the National Marine Sanctuary Act and the Magnuson Act, and the agency, or NOAA in general, has not prioritized one over the other.
Dave Gable.
Yeah, I guess this would be a question for Gene. In the bottom of this, the meat and potatoes of this italicized thing is Regional Fishery Management Council should give full consideration of the responsibilities, and then it goes on. What exactly is full consideration? Does that mean that we respond, if they send us a letter saying we have these concerns, we respond in writing, and this is how we answer the concerns? Is it that simple, or is it something else?
Okay. I think I need to be clear on what the italicized portions of this letter are. Those are comments from the Regional Fishery Management chairs that were sent to NOS over a year ago, and we're simply reiterating them in this letter because we feel that they're appropriate to the task.
I misunderstood. I thought that was
that was a recommendation for how it should be worded from the council chair's perspective.
I don't have my Magnuson right handy here. What exactly does it say now?
I couldn't tell you.
I think the bottom line, again, about what we're saying here is that we don't think there should be any proposed rule for consultation. This has relevance to how the sanctuary and the councils and NIMS operate, but that's a different battle that we've commented on before about the sanctuaries shall first ask us to do regulations in their sanctuary. If we don't do them, then they can do them under the Sanctuaries Act. And if neither of us agree, then it goes to the secretary to determine who, you know, the appropriate regulations, if any. And that type of, that exists now. This is totally different. This is adding importance and more power to the sanctuary by saying every federal agency and every activity that impacts the sanctuary, you've got to consult with them. And we don't want to consult with them on fisheries as a rule. That's all it's saying. So we're saying we don't want to do that. We've commented in other arenas about that. And that, so therefore, we don't want any notice at all as part of you asking us what do we think about any type of advance notice of proposed rulemaking.
Sally McGee.
Yeah, I can't support the council sending this letter at all. I think that, you know, we sometimes fail to recognize that fisheries aren't the only purpose of a public resource in federal waters. And, I don't know what else to say about it, but I would just ask that we have a vote on whether we're going to submit this letter or not, because I don't think I'm going to convince anybody here otherwise who isn't already. But there's no way that I could say that I would support this letter at all.
Anyone else on the council? Anyone in the audience? Sam. Back for more. I got such a warm reaction last time. Sam Rauch, National Fisheries Service. I think one thing the council should be aware of is the requirement to consult right now exists in statute. And the question is not whether or not other federal agencies have to consult on things that affect the sanctuary. That's statutory. Congress has already decided you have to do that. The question is, what is the geographical extent of actions that you have to consult on? And so if you're going to put an oil well in the middle of the sanctuary, you probably would have to consult. If you're going to have put one in a bay 100 miles from the sanctuary, but it might affect a whale or something, do you have to consult? And that's what I think that they're doing the ANPR on. Not the requirement to consult. I mean, the council could send a letter saying we don't think we ever have to consult, but it won't change the statutory requirement. And by not doing a regulation, you leave it up to other entities or the courts to decide what the geographic scope of that consultation requirement is.
It seems to be a little bit of a different twist. Paul.
Just in response to that, I read the advance notice. It certainly didn't strike me as having that type of detail in the advance notice, and I wish we had it here. But I don't remember geographic limits in there. Well, maybe. But that's either way, how do we consult with right now? What is the requirement, federal requirement, on a non-federal agency like the council to consult with the sanctuary on management measures that we're doing in Cape Cod Bay, where the sanctuary is? What are we supposed to do as a non-federal agency?
I believe the requirement is not on the council. It is on the federal agency. So it is on the fishery service before we issue their fishing regulation. Depending on the scope, we would have to be the ones consulting. And I believe this is a provision that currently exists in law that is underutilized. But it is a statutory provision that, frankly, the sanctuaries hasn't enforced very well. And I'm not sure that federal agencies in general pay much attention to it. But it was an issue in the reauthorization.
Thanks. Last time I heard the word underutilized at the council was dogfish. And that didn't go so well. But thanks, Sam. Anyone else in the audience? Back to the council. Dave.
Yeah, I think we've got to highlight it that at least I've been laboring from reading it probably in a little bit too cursory a way that it's Section 304 of the National Marine Sanctuaries Act, not the Magnuson Act. And so when you go and look it up in the wrong section, you find something totally irrelevant. Again, I've never read the National Marine Sanctuaries Act. I don't have a clue what the entire text of the section is. So it's very hard to take a very small section of it and try and figure out what context it's being used. I have no problem at all sending the letter. If anything, it sounds like it might need to be even stronger than it already is. But it's pretty strong, and, you know, that's what I want.
I think the ANPR was a catalyst for the council to have an opportunity to reiterate what the council chairs have deliberated several times. And that's the opportunity that was seen here, and that's why the letter is structured the way it is. Anything further from the council? You ready for the question? All those in favor, please raise your hand. Ten. Opposed. Two in opposition. Abstentions. Three abstentions. 10-2, three abstentions. Just send a letter. You're right, we didn't have a motion. 10 people are in favor of whatever, and 3 are against it. Let's start over.
And two don't know what it is.
And two aren't sure. No, those are the smart ones, the ones that abstained. Let's do this right. Entertain a motion to send this letter.
So moved. I make a motion to send the letter as drafted.
Is there a second? Seconded by Jim Fair. All those in favor sending the letter, please raise your hand. Eleven opposed. Two abstentions. Two. So now it's 11-2-2. I think Dave Preble changed his vote because now there's a motion, right? And Rodney. Oh, man. Bunch of flip-floppers around here, I'll tell you. Okay. I think that's it under this agenda item. The last agenda item is trans.